This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Bill Stein wants a recount in three battleground states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. She's raised more than $4 million to make this happen. This comes after computer experts have raised questions about the possible hacking of voting machines. Dr. Jill Stein joins us this morning to talk about this all. Dr. Stein, thanks so much for being with us. Do you think this election was stolen?
We don't know. And I think the forensic computer experts have raised serious questions. What we do know is that this was a hack riddled election. We saw hacks into voter databases, into party databases, into individual email accounts. We know that there were attempts made broadly on state voter databases. And we know that we have an election system that relies on computerized electronic equipment, which is wide open to hacks, which has very primitive security from, in many cases, a decade ago or more, and staff that's really not trained in security. So it's extremely vulnerable. Americans deserve to have confidence in our vote.
Well, the conversation continues. Jill Stein raising $4 million to check this out, Scott. Of course, this was brought up during the campaign. Donald Trump suggesting the system was rigged, and everybody got really nervous, particularly Democrats, saying, wait a minute, you know, if you go along with that narrative, it puts everything into question. So it only would seem to follow that Jill Stein would have her doubts about it and question it. And I say, okay, good. Let's check it out. Let's see what's going on. But let's keep it in the realm of reality here. Let's not get hysterical and suggest that, our whole voting process is so naive. But that's okay. I mean, if it's of any value, it should prove the test and prove itself out, so that we can kind of get a better understanding, because we knew going into this there were certain things you could do, especially with these Diebold voting machines, which I think are about 4 or 5% of the machines that are out there. And you say 4 or 5% and not that big a deal. Well, it just depends where they are. I mean, if they happen to be in strategic battleground states that mean something, and they're able to be manipulated, as it was shown how easy it was demonstrated, like in less than 20 seconds, somebody can go in there, know what they're doing, and do this. But Diebold has known this for a while, so what kind of precautions? You know, we're not hearing from them what kind of precautions they have taken. And I got to tell you, where I went to vote in Florida, I was just pleased that they asked for my driver's license, Scott. You know, just said they wanted to make sure that I was who I said I was. And I said, great, you know, I love this. And even the person there working at the polling station says, it's only common sense. And that's what I said. It's only common sense, but yet.
Well, you need to have it to
get on a plane.
Right. You need to have it to drive a car. You need to have it to buy booze, mm-hmm. Cigarettes, right, or anything like that. So why shouldn't you expect people to have it for? I've never understood the whole what the opposition of having an ID is.
Well, what is it? I mean, because it's always about Black America. I mean, Black America doesn't have they don't have an ID. There's no, I mean, like most of Black America is driving around a car without a license. Is that what they're saying?
It might be.
I mean, it is kind of goofy when you really break down that argument. And certainly we want everybody to vote. Everybody's vote should count, all that good stuff. And when you have a voting system that where it's compromised, and what Jill Stein is suggesting here. But, this has been long suggested. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty. Let's investigate, find out what it is, and figure out, what exactly are we dealing with, I think most of these statisticians and those that love to do math figure out, what kind of impact this would make. If it's like, less than 1%, you know, or if it's a, you know, some kind of consequential number. But again, it just depends if you pick the right market, the right, you know, the right county, and you jury rig that, you could make a difference, no doubt about it. But, you know, that is a possibility, but whether or not that's reality, hey, only time will tell, and an investigation, I guess, once and for all to clear it up. 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's still going to be up to me and you. This is a government of for and by we the people, which means it's our responsibility. We have an important part to play, and we thank you so much for coming on board. No matter how you do it, on any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have across this country or via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. On this, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday has begun. It is off and rolling. We get people all excited. They're fighting over towels and toilet paper. I mean, what is it? Do some, you know, towels have the face of Donald Trump on it? Others have Hillary? I don't know. It's kind of silly, you know, the way this happens. I mean, and after all, this starts the Christmas season, which means we get to hear Christmas music. And clearly, I mean, I play Christmas music personally. It's in my car. I hear it every month. I just love Christmas music, but now officially, see, the kids can't make fun of me. They always make fun of me, you know, when they're hearing Mele Kalike Maka and you know, when it's March, you know. But I say, hey, look, it's my car, it's my music, I can listen to what I want, and then when you're in my car, you get to listen too. It's you know, it's just that's just the way it is when you hang with when you hang with Dad. Dan Perkins is hanging with us right now, Islamic historian, terrorism analyst, and contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. Mr. Dan, how you doing the day after, huh?
Mr. Ambassador, I'm doing fine, and I think the country is too. In fact, I want to talk about that if you don't mind.
No, let's we can start out that way. I'd mentioned with Megan Barth in the last hour, according to Rasmussen, Donald Trump's approval rating up to 50% now.
Well, that's true, but I think there's another Rasmussen poll that I think is more important, Bill.
Okay,
and that is the one that came out earlier this week that 81% of the people surveyed have hope for the first time in 10 years.
Right.
I remember, Bill, I know none of the millennials do, but I remember I was in Frankfurt, Germany on election night in 1980 when Ronald Reagan defeated Jimmy Carter. And I know what it was like before the election. I know the malaise that this country was in. It didn't feel positive about itself. We had incredible inflation, incredibly high interest rates. We had...
don't forget gas lines.
Gas lines courtesy of Saudi Arabia and OPEC. And it was... the president told us they weren't going to light the national Christmas tree. And you shouldn't put up outside light decorations. And you should turn your thermostats down and wear sweaters, and the best years of America were behind us. It was a terrible time. But I know when I was in Germany and I woke up the next morning on Wednesday morning and my host said, you have a new president, And I flinched and said, what's his last name? And he said, Reagan. I said, amen.
Yes.
Literally, Bill, in a matter of days, after that event, the psychology of the United States turned. And we got the hostages back on the day he was inaugurated, and things turned. And I'm telling you, Bill, the reaction that I have seen, and forget about all the wackos, the reaction that I've seen from people around the country is that they are more optimistic than they have been in a long time in this country. And, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, to your point, you know, back in the Reagan years, and certainly we heard a lot about it in the Bush years, haven't heard about it since. It was one of those indexes that the Obama administration and Democrats thought we didn't need to measure anymore, which was that misery index, the consumer confidence index, and that has just gone by the way. We don't even talk about that because, they're telling you, you know, things are good, you know. Unemployment is down to 4.9%. You should be happy making minimum wage. And, okay, so now you have to have three jobs, but you got to be happy that you got that, and you got health care that you can't afford. But you got to be happy about that, right?
Yeah. And I look at it, Bill, I look at the people that were disenfranchised under the Carter administration, and it's the same people who under the Obama administration were disenfranchised, and they came out and voted.
Exactly.
And it was the middle class, the working class people in this country, much like what happened in Britain, and what's likely to happen in France and may happen in Germany next year. The working people of the world feel like the government and the elites have abandoned them, and so they're taking control. Now, Mr. Trump has a huge responsibility because he made certain promises to that middle class, but he's already working on some of those things. I mean, he got Ford to change his mind keeping a plant in Kentucky. He's talking to the carrier people about reversing their decision of moving from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's demonstrating things that he's working. Even though that he's not president yet, he's working on things that he promised. And I think it's just spectacular. So I think that there is going into the Christmas season, Bill, I wouldn't be surprised if retail sales don't go up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a last year. I think America is beginning to feel a sense of pride and opportunity. And my radio partner on my Tuesday night show, runs the Small Business Digest organization. And he said, you know, for the last few years, I've gotten very few phone calls, but the phone is ringing off the hook since Trump won, with more and more people interested in thinking about starting their own small business.
Exactly. So, and we knew that this was going to be a byproduct of it. You know, Dan, we've been talking about people dreaming big dreams again. We've had this pent-up potential for small business, and you get these regulations out of the way, and my goodness, we're going to hit GDP numbers that are more reflective of a traditional America, not this Barack Obama administration America that they've designed, that have given us what, 1.5, and we'll give them the benefit of the doubt GDP. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just
right.
That's absurd.
The other thing which I think I mentioned to you, Bill, I'm now also writing for Constitution.com.
Right.
And I just submitted a piece, I think it's going to be up today, on sanctuary cities, and we should talk about that sometime. But I just wrote a piece literally on Thanksgiving night because 2 years ago, almost to the day, was the day that Saudi Arabia and OPEC decided they were not going to cut production. And I wrote about this immediately the week after Thanksgiving, and what happened on that day while we're having our turkey, the price of crude oil dropped almost $5 a barrel in one day. Saudi Arabia and OPEC said they were not going to cut production, and that caused a huge slide in the stock and bond markets in the United States and around the world, as the uncertainty of what was going to happen, where was the bottom in oil, and what's going to happen to the global economy, and all these things, this great wall of worry that took over. And they told us, Saudis told us the weekend after Thanksgiving, The reason why they're doing this is they wanted to put the American fracking industry out of business because they saw them as being great competitors.
Exactly.
And I wrote many, many times since then saying I thought it was a huge blunder because here we are.
We're going to have to leave it right there, Dan. We got to go to break. Dan Perkins is with us. More from Dan on the other side of this break at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
You know, Dan Perkins, something about things. giving that gets us outside of ourselves. And, you know, if we have the eyes and the desire to, you know, let some of this other minutia stuff, you know, go by the wayside. And as you sit around the table at Thanksgiving dinner with family and friends, you know, it is a special time to help you realize the most important things of life. That are outside of politics, outside of these other things that are so temporary, really, when we think about the grander picture of it all, and you see family members, and it is a time of gratitude and time of thankfulness. And I'm so glad when you think back on the history of this country that our founding fathers and George Washington had the insight to say, look, we need to give pause and acknowledge God, you know, for the blessings that he's bestowed on this great America and for all that they went through. You know, they probably looked back for a moment in the rearview mirror and said, gosh, that was just us. Look at what we've done. And we could not have done it without with the hand of, George Washington, without the hand of divine providence. And it is a time for us to pause nationally and give thanks.
Right. And I, you know, I'm fortunate enough. I'm up here in New York in the cold weather. Mm. But last night for Thanksgiving, we had my two sons, two daughter-in-laws, and two grandchildren, and my wife and I at the table. And, you know, I'm convinced, Bill, as we get older, family becomes more important to us.
Right.
Because we know that the time we have left is diminishing. Yeah. And I find myself wanting to spend time with my children and grandchildren, and it's a special time, especially at Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
And the idea, and I know your son was seriously injured, and even a turkey sandwich is still breaking bread together with family members. It's still a special thing. And, you know, I think that, again, as we talked before the break, We had a big downer for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if we're white people, we had a downer. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed at the number of people, Democrats, far left, who are critical of white people getting out and voting because they wanted a change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened. And just to finish up the other story real quick, because I know you have something else you want to talk about. Anyway, so here we are 2 years later. OPEC is on the verge of bankruptcy, and there's a meeting next Wednesday to cut production because these levels cannot help the OPEC nations sustain their government. So what happened, Bill, is that we won a war. I call it a war.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't put boots on the ground, and we didn't lose any American soldiers. But I think we have defeated OPEC in their challenge to reassert themselves to control the world, and I think that's a positive thing.
And look what we discovered for ourselves along the way, that we could truly be energy independent. Dan, we grew up with that idea. You know, we had aspiring American beauty pageants, queens saying, oh, yes, America could be energy independent. There could be peace in the Middle East. I mean, this was all part of the mantra, right? And so, peace in the Middle East, yet to be realized, but for America to be truly energy independent for the first time in our lifetimes, Dan, we're knocking on heaven's door here.
Yeah. I mean, we're still importing about 4 million barrels a day, but we have capped much more than that in the Dakotas and West Texas because of the decline. And I think that if in fact OPEC agrees next week, and I think they will, we'll see crude oil prices above 50 in the 52 to 55 range, which will allow the frackers to come online.
Mm.
And we'll replace that imported oil with American oil and make ourselves 100% energy independent within a year. And I just think that's a terrific thing.
And that could only happen with a Trump administration. There would be no way that it would ever be realized with Hillary Clinton, would it?
No. Well, she wants to continue what Barack Obama did.
Right.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the logic of the far left. I mean, real quick, Al Gore said that by 2017, 2018, 100% of the Arctic ice would be gone. There's as much Arctic ice as there was 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if global, well, climate change has not changed it. So all these predictions that everybody made because of fossil fuels and all this stuff are in fact not coming true. They're bogus. And Mr. Trump doesn't believe that that's true. And
exactly.
For him to expand the energy infrastructure in the United States to make America independent and to be competitive in the world markets is a terrific achievement.
You see, Dan, I think the public needs to understand that when somebody makes a false prediction like Al Gore, that, you know, they should be marginalized. I mean, to me, it's like Susan Rice. I know she took one for the team and telling people, you know, this false narrative about Benghazi and that sort of thing. And she went out there, but it's like, I don't want to hear Susan Rice. I mean, as smart as she is and everything else, she's out of the, you know, to me, she's out of the formula. I cannot listen to her because she lied to us. And, you know, we do not, you know, let our politicians and leaders have consequences. And as far as I'm concerned, when Al Gore makes a statement and it becomes so obvious that it is a hidden agenda, it is not, you know, about America. It is not about the world. You know, he is a walking hypocrite. And then he makes these statements. It's like, look, you have no credibility. And they ought to be treated right. That way. You know, because yes. Otherwise we're giving place to, you know, fake news and all this false narrative that's out there. And, you know, even like what you mentioned earlier, and I want to go back and revisit that, is this narrative from the mainstream media that, oh, it's these white supremacists. I didn't realize that white supremacy had expanded to such a degree that they could actually elect a president.
Right.
I mean, you know, we've got terms like white lashing and all this stuff that's going on. I mean, all this stuff is very dangerous, and it divides and it further bifurcates the voter electorate and what are the main interests of this country. And, you know, and even Hillary with her campaign about, you know, better together and all this. Well, yeah, better together just for the campaign. But then on the other side of it, we're not going to accept the results. And now we're going to go back to what Barack Obama did. And as one of our favorites, you know, favorite commentators, Kate Obenshane, talked about was the divider in chief. How President Obama divided us. I mean, we have become the un-American or the un-United States of America is what I say because of all this bifurcation and, you know, white lashing and Black Lives Matter and everything else. Well, you know, what about American lives? What about the forgotten man and woman? You know, they voted, they came out loud and strong. And I am grateful, you know, as you say, to Donald Trump, because he has introduced a long forgotten, you know, color of optimism over this country.
Yeah, I did a piece on Constitution, Bill, was titled the new racial slur, non-college educated white people.
Yes. Yeah, but it's okay. But
that's 3/4 of the population of the country, Bill.
Yeah.
Non-college educated people. White people represent about 65% of the country. So 65% of the country, and of that, 75% are non-college educated white people. But what the left did, Bill, was they used the non-college educator as a demeanor.
Sure. Yeah, it's a race car deal that it would never play if it was put on the other side. And then tell me these white uneducated people that voted for Trump, are they looking for safe spaces? Are they calling into work saying I can't come into work because we didn't get our you know our gal elected? I mean, are they in the fetal position? Or is this the backbone of America, the hardworking people of America that have kept this country going even when there's been outside agencies, and in this particular case, most recently, inside agents working the system to bring America down?
Yeah, you're right. And it's how dare white people vote?
Yeah. Well, Dan, we're out of time. We got to continue the conversation. Dan Perkins, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A new survey from the National Endowment for Financial Education reveals how Americans feel about their personal financial futures under President-elect Donald Trump. Ted Beck, President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education.
With the election of Donald Trump, the only 27% felt that they were more confident, and the rest was equally split between staying the same and less confident. We asked the same question if Secretary Clinton had been elected, and there only 19% felt more confidence. I think the key thing going forward is, especially in making financial decisions, is stay calm. Just try to figure out what's going to happen and how rules might change over the next year. In the interim, do things like check your budget, set some money aside, have an emergency fund, and try to figure out, are you paying the proper amount for financial services?
For more information, please visit smartaboutmoney.org. That's smartaboutmoney.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Spirit of gratitude and thankfulness that comes over our country, and you know, we can be thankful for our founding fathers, and you know, I believe this spirit that pervades the very DNA of this country, and that's one of thankfulness and gratitude. Although on Black Friday, we see incidents that are happening, Coach Kevin Collins, that do not demonstrate that spirit of thankfulness. We got people fighting over toilet paper and you know what have you. I mean, are you kidding me? Come on. Enough of this stuff here. You know, we got to get this country back on track. We've got some major important business at hand, and we're fighting over toilet paper and silly stuff like that. But, you know, this is what, some of these marketers have helped design in this country and, you know, build up this fervor about these special offers. You got people running through doors and, you know, grabbing at stuff. It's, you know, incredible. And to me, it's kind of the sad part of the commentary of the American way of life in the, you know, 21st century. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, retired New York City police officer, member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. And speaking of New York, Coach, the men in blue and everybody there in New York just doing an incredible job staying on top of the threats that, you know, have been pending and that they've been warned about there in New York. And I know you're grateful to the New York City police officers and the organization there.
Well, sure. These guys do a great job. And I would like to ask everyone, that, especially those that are on Twitter or Facebook, to please help me get something off the ground in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
there's a lot of talk about what President-elect Trump should do day one, job one. Okay, what I'm saying is day two, job one.
Mm-hmm.
Please pass federal legislation that would make it a federal crime to assault any peace officer at any level, and if that peace officer should be killed, let's make that life without parole. And I think that this is one effective way that the national federal government can help law enforcement. You know, in the 20s, it was the FBI and its supporters, Hoover and et cetera, that was able to redesign the laws that were protecting criminals. It would be insane. It would, like in New York here, where we're right on the border with New Jersey. Mm. In those days, if you robbed a bank in New York, you could drive over the bridge in New Jersey and pretty much be scot-free. So that changed. So now we have this terrible, terrible situation where police are being killed in ambush. And I really think that it's time that the federal government should step in. So I wish that people would write to their legislators and keep that on Facebook and Twitter, that we need a federal law that protects local police officers, make them peace officers. And that
exactly.
That would cover a lot of people.
Yeah, you're talking about ambushes. Some 20 ambushes this year so far, as being reported by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, Coach. Total of 60 law officers have died in firearm-related incidents this year. That's a 67% increase over last year. Texas has seen the most fatalities with 18, and they're saying so far 130 officers have died nationwide. The worst single attack, of course, in July, when a black military veteran killed five white officers at a protest in Dallas. I mean, this is what's happening. And then on top of this, Coach, you've got, jihadi dictums and manifestos going out, telling radical Muslims to attack men in uniform. And we've seen this happen around the world, and we've seen it happen here in the United States, in New York as well. This is a serious problem that America needs to be, activated on. Not even just aware anymore, but activated. And this is why your call to action about, let's ignite a social media campaign to keep this at the forefront of this new administration.
Yeah, look, if you are under attack at anywhere in this country, it's not going to be an FBI agent that comes to protect you and save you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a street cop. And it's about time that we got behind the police and give them the tools that they need to fight back. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them. Make it a federal crime.
I think that's an excellent, excellent suggestion, Coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, let's go ahead. Let's talk about Trump's cabinet picks. I got to tell you, it is impressive. Again, my first overview of the impressiveness is the depth of the bench of the Republican Party. I mean, look what they are bringing forth here, the talent that is available. Coach, I mean, if that doesn't tell you something about where the Republican Party is right now versus the Democrats that have actually unwound, and they're frantic right now. And I mean, you hear terms even from their side that they're no longer of any kind of national significance. They've regionalized themselves.
Yeah, it's for a long time, people on social media have referred to the Republicans as the stupid party. And when I couldn't argue with them anymore, my wife, Lady Jane, and I left the Republicans and became independents. But I see a little flash of brilliance in the Republican caucus in the House offering to help Nancy Pelosi maintain her position as the minority leader, because we really don't want this guy Ryan from Youngstown, Ohio, because Ryan gets it. We need a dense dunce like Pelosi. And what a great knockout combination if you had Pelosi in the Congress, Schumer in the Senate, and Ellison as the head of the DNC. They'd be finished. They'd be by 2018. They'd be gone.
Yeah, it is amazing, and it is again. You look at who the Democrats presented. Just let's go back to the primaries, Coach. You know, here we had 17. Excellent. I just, you know, excellent candidates. Say what you want to say, even when, you know, Ann Coulter had mentioned Donald Trump's name and they, you know, chided her and laughed at her and everything. And now who's laughing? But, you know, you look at the 17 people there, businessmen, experienced politicians, governors, senators. And then you look over to the Democrats and, you know, it was a fait accompli. So you just had, you know, kind of window dressing there representing the Democratic Party. I mean, that in and of itself was a sad commentary. And here it is. What they presented in the primaries and what they're presenting now is much of the same. And, you know, it's, you know, like I say, for the Republicans, it is smooth sailing ahead, but they need to stay focused on the things that are going to matter and that could make a huge difference. These first 100 days of the Trump administration, you know, go after, as Newt Gingrich and I talked about, that low-hanging fruit that can deliver some measurable and discernible results for America to say, hey, you know what, we didn't vote for this guy, but he knows what he's doing.
I think that that's happening. We're seeing his numbers turn up. And we're seeing a wonderful feeling of relief that is being expressed every day in the conduct of people in the marketplace.
Right. Well, we're starting to see people dream big dreams again, Coach, like you and I talked about last week. And small business activity started to come up. People are optimistic. They want to get back to work. And, you know, they don't want a handout. They're ready to go back to work. Let's give them those jobs that they've been waiting and longing for. And I think they're right here for the picking if we get government out of the way. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez Live.
Is it time to be thankful? But when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia.
You put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters December 2nd. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-sized. If you're in for a busy Black Friday, minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple, yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's time to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not already, huh? Oh, Lordy. Day after, maybe you wake me up after the tryptophan and all the turkey gets through the system. But, hey, I'm still looking forward to some cold turkey sandwiches, a little bit of football, a little family time. Why not? We'll continue the season and make the most of the things that matter the most, certainly. You know, Coach Kevin Collins is with us. And, Coach, you know, this is, you know, to me, it's just a special time of the year because it opens up everything. You know, it starts with a time of thankfulness and gratefulness for this country. I mean, we were so close, I believe, to losing this republic. And people are starting to dream again. And then it takes us into, to me, my favorite time of the year, which is the Christmas season. And, you know, it just sets up. It sets up quite perfectly. And, you know, we just have an opportunity here in this country to get, you know, outside of our individual interests and think about what our founding fathers thought about. And that is the greater good of the United States of America, right?
Oh, absolutely. I brought that up in my remarks yesterday. Mm-hmm. Before grace, each year, I make appropriate remarks at the dinner table. We had about 20 family members.
Mm.
I pointed out, you young people don't realize how close we came to living a life of gray, hopeless socialism. And I said, the original pilgrims who decided to have Thanksgiving were being thankful to God for giving them the light to see the terrible, terrible plague of socialism. Mm-hmm. And getting rid of it. So we tried it once before. And of course, in my family, there is some extra connection to that because we trace our family roots back to the not exactly the pilgrims, but they came a few years later and they were in the Puritan migration. They were
right.
Lived with those people. So it was a very exciting thing for some of the older younger people who were able to grasp what we were talking about around the table.
And Coach, to your point, this is the thing that's hard for people to understand. They somehow think that America, because it seems like it always was, it will always be. But when you go back and appreciate, you know, the seeds of divine providence, you know, God's hand upon these, you know, pilgrims and these immigrants to come here and to do something different, you know, above all to honor God. That's what this is. And God made a covenant with our founding fathers, with these early settlers, and he made a covenant with them. And he's been faithful to that covenant to this day. And because America, you know, I would say some of the pundits, Jeremiah Wright and all that, you know, I would agree with them that we don't, in some regards, we don't deserve God's hand of grace and mercy. We know that God's grace is unmerited. We don't deserve it, but God has given it to us. And he's honoring a commitment, I believe, that he made with our founding fathers early on. And for those of us who understand and honor that, it goes well with us. And this is why so many of us were, you know, were freaking out because we were losing this. And we're thinking, has God really turned his back on us? I mean, we deserve it. We're not claiming any right to it. But we're so grateful that God is still faithful to his promises and gave us, you know, what I call a kind of the Nineveh chance, you know, like what he did for the nation of Nineveh. And, you know, when they when the prophet came to him and said, you guys are messing up here. You think it's all well, but you're about ready to be judged. And they got it and changed their ways. And here it is. I believe America has an opportunity to do that. Honor God just like our founding fathers, like those early pilgrims did in the first Thanksgiving, because they realized, Coach, they realized that without God, they wouldn't be there. And that it was God's hand, you know?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. Exactly.
But our kids aren't getting that. But, well, here we are in the 21st century of this great American experiment. We're so grateful for that. And I think, as you say, what was very close was this gray curtain that was going to close down upon this great American experiment. But it's been pulled back and the light is starting to shine through, I believe. And, you know, hope is coming back to America. And I think it's an exciting time. And, but like anything, it's not going to be easy because we've got to make up for these past mistakes. We've got to rid ourselves of those things that have been holding us back. And I believe that this, you know, will have some help, you know, from now a government that is, you know, becoming once again a government of, for, and by we the people. But we the people need to be involved in that, Coach.
Sure. And I think that the people that Trump is picking for his cabinet mm-hmm. is reflective of his aim to get out of the way of the American spirit and help it and boost it where necessary, but just to protect it and nurture it. You can see it in all of the picks that he's made so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even that he's talking to people that, you know, others would think never in a million years. I mean, has Mitt Romney? They're able to bury the hatchet and you know, come together and talk about what they can do. Even Dr. Ben Carson, who said, hey, look, I don't want a part of it, you know, is now thinking, okay, maybe he should be. And Ben Carson is very talented in what he brought to the discussion, very valuable. So that coupled, as you say, Coach, with the picks that he has made, has been quite encouraging, you know, for people. And we're not even yet dealing with, you know, his nomination for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. The picks that he's made are so important because they are the ones that the average person who loves America and is aware of what's going on in this world would do. These are the ones that I think the gang at Free Republic would make these same picks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what has me so excited. I DeVos as education secretary is so spot on. You know, her willingness to get in there. The woman is a billionaire. She doesn't have to do that.
Right.
And that's what makes it so attractive for me, because that means she really wants to do it. She's not looking to future. But you notice that we looked at this fake news business that has come up, and there was this lie that was circulating, and incredibly, it was repeated by Breitbart that DeVos is a supporter of Common Core. That is just flat out wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump would not do that.
Right.
Trump is not where he is because he's stupid.
No, there's, Betsy DeVos, his nomination of her to come in, as you say, you know, she's a billionaire businesswoman, a philanthropist. She's been an education activist for a long time. And I mean, for those of us who have been on the sidelines cheering that we would get our educational system, that we would get control of that once again, we're real excited by this pick from Donald Trump. And I gotta tell you, I mean, we should have known more about Betsy DeVos than we did going into this. But to Donald Trump's credit, and to the team's credit, they're looking deep. They're not just looking at the surface obvious type of picks. I mean, they're looking into the depth of talent that's available for this administration. Why not?
Yeah, well, they're looking to get the job done, not to get a nice editorial from the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, or to pad any K Street favor or pandering in that sort. This is what we had hoped for, Coach, that somebody who would come into office not be beholden to special interests and cronies and all that. This is what, you know, real freedom. This is what this system of government, when it's outside of, the K Street influence and lobbyist influence, this is what an administration starts to look like, doesn't it?
Sure. And look at the trio of Sessions, Pompeo, and Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't ask for a team of guys to protect us that is any better. And these are all skilled, experienced people who know what they're doing, and at the bottom of it all, love America. That's the big difference.
What I like about this as well, and it's Reagan-esque in this part here, I would say, Coach, is that Donald Trump is hiring people and going to empower them to make the right decisions. I have long had a problem. I know you probably have felt the same way, and this goes back to my exposure to Vietnam, was that civilian control of the military, the way they've been running this for over 60 years, I think has been a great detriment to military operations. I've long said that we needed to have somebody with military experience, a general, in that position, and it looks like this is what Donald Trump's going to do in breaking tradition of what's been the case for over 60 years now.
Absolutely. It's about time that we give the work of militarily protecting the country to military people. Isn't that a novel thought, right?
It makes so much sense that it makes the opposite seem so stupid in comparison. If I can kind of quote one Forrest Gump, if you know what I'm talking about. Box of chocolates and everything else. Coach, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Big hug to Lady Jane Forrest. Okay, thank you so much for being with us.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones.